Welcome once again to Ivy Hoops Online and our continuing coverage of Ivy League women's basketball. This is George Clark at Jadwin Gym in Princeton, and the Tigers get underway on November 10th. No one is more anxious to get started than head coach Carla Perube. Coach, it is wonderful of you to meet with us again.
Yeah, happy to be here.
And I remember how gracious you were to sit down with us 2 years ago, just prior to your first season. I came away from that interview confident that the program was in the most capable hands. And of course, you led the Tigers to an historic season, coaching what was arguably the best team to ever play in Jadwin. That said, it must be a big relief to get back on the court.
A relief. It's exciting. Very just grateful to be back. The team is, the word is excited. Every day we're happy to be down in Jadwin on the court and practicing, just being together. And it's been amazing first month and a half since we've been back here.
Before we look ahead, I want to take a moment or two to reflect on your first season here at Princeton. At the time your season was cut short, your record was 26-1. The only loss coming in overtime at Iowa, a Big Ten team. Your Tigers were consistently ranked in the top 25 and ended the season leading the nation in scoring defense at 47.9 points per game, which works out to about 12 a quarter. You went unbeaten in the league and you won every game by 16 points or more. Your defense achieved a breathtaking 19 single-digit quarters in Ivy play and 31 overall. And at the end of the year, as a rookie in the Ivy League, you were named Coach of the Year and ECAC Coach of the Year. Aside from being denied the opportunity to compete in the NCAA tournament, did your first season in Jadwin fulfill your expectations?
Yeah, it most certainly did. I wasn't expecting... You know, I never go into any season with some like crazy expectations, especially being the first season, not quite knowing what to expect, not really knowing my team very well. And so, yeah, at the end of the season, and you know, we're 26-1 and all these, leading the country in scoring defense, all that, it was pretty amazing. And it was tough. You know, I've said to you before, it was a tough pill to swallow to just cut it off right when things were going really well. And, just was really looking forward to seeing how far that group could go. So it certainly was a fun year, a year that I'll always remember. It was just incredible leadership. It was so fun to coach that group with Bella and Taylor as leaders, and just a slew of great experienced players. And now we've had some time to turn the page from that year and really looking forward to the future of Princeton basketball. So it's I'll always look very, very fondly on that season.
And we all will. We'll share those memories forever. In the last 18 months, it must have been difficult to be a head basketball coach, just knowing you weren't going to play. How did that impact your job? What was it like to coach in the last 18 months?
Challenging. It was, I needed to find a new role. A new way to still be a coach and still have a positive impact on my student athletes and still, keep my staff, pushing the needle, moving forward. I spent a lot of that time just wondering and hoping my players were doing okay. Half being on a gap year, half being enrolled. How are we going to come out of this? How are we going to stay together? So But also, like, also, you know, keeping my mind in sort of basketball shape, right? You know, I wasn't keeping my body in basketball shape. I was hoping my players were, but I wanted myself and my team and staff to just be thinking basketball, watching basketball. How can we get better as a program, even though we're not connected at all, we're not in the same place. You know, it's a lot of, you know, Zooms and watching film, and then I was lucky enough in the spring to have three of our returners, you know, here, Chet, Kaylin, and Abby, were here, and it was great working with them, to get ready for this next season. So, yeah, I mean, all I can say is I'm glad that's this last 18 months is in the past, and now we're looking forward to, you know, the future, and it, like I said, it's been amazing just being together. I think we're feeling so just grateful that we're now, you know, we have that in-person connection again.
Well, for a long time, you were, as we all were, confined to quarters. Mm-hmm. How did that impact your ability to recruit? How did you manage the recruiting aspect of this, which is such a big part of your job?
Yeah, and a lot of just phone calls and Zooms and trying to convey to recruits, like, just how special a place Princeton is without them actually being on the campus, which is pretty difficult because, you know, I think when you step on this campus, it sells itself. And so, you know, it was just like virtual virtual tours of campus, and then, you know, having our players be able to Zoom with recruits and tell them about their experience and why they chose Princeton. And it was just like there wasn't that connection that you have with recruits. But I think we came out really well and excited for the future and the freshmen that we have, you know, right now and the ones that are committed for the next year. So I think we made the most of our time, and we were just finding ways, new ways, to talk about Princeton, to, you know, convey to prospective student athletes what an amazing, you know, place this is.
Well, Bella, of course, graduated, and Carly Littlefield is using her remaining eligibility to play at North Carolina. From two recruiting classes, you have seven players on your roster with no college experience. Can talk a little bit about them.
Yeah, two of those seven were here in the spring. So yes, they have not played in a college game, but they've gone through, you know, several months of being in a practice with our staff. So they're a little bit further ahead than the five first years that we have.
You're talking specifically about Caitlin Chen.
Yep.
And Chet
Nwaeke. Yeah.
Nwaeke.
Yep.
And Caitlin came in as an extraordinarily highly ranked high school player.
Yeah. She's a great point guard out of Los Angeles. So, very fortunate to have her and Chet. Chet's another strong player. So, yeah, the other five are one of them was going to be a first year last year, but she took a gap year. That's Paige Morton. And then the other four are true freshmen. They just graduated from high school. So it's a good group. They're working really, really hard. You know, I think they're transferring things we're teaching into live play. I think they're, you know, very coachable. It's a strong, two strong classes right there. Now Ellie Mitchell and Maddie Plank are in the sophomore class now because they both took a gap year, so they each have three more seasons. So, you know, it's getting acquainted with like the new years now. I think the roster is a combination of some really experienced players with, a young and hungry, you know, underclassmen group. So I'm excited.
In Bella's senior year, we looked at Kira Emsbo as a possible successor in that position because she's got tremendous size,
yeah.
And a lot of ability. Of course, she was injured that entire year.
Yes.
How is she doing now?
She's injured again.
I'm sorry to hear that.
She will not be playing this year.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
And she's tore ACL again.
Yeah. Oh, dear. That's a shame. I was looking forward to seeing her lock horns with her twin sister, identical twin sister at Yale. That's kind of a disappointment. I know it is for you.
Yeah.
And I feel so sad for that kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's unfortunate. Yeah.
Are you in a position at this point to outline a possible starting lineup, or is it that's too early?
Too early.
I feel confident in suggesting that Abby Myers will be on that first five. How's she doing?
She's doing great. That's a good assumption. Yeah, she's had a great, again, she was here in the spring with us, and she's had a great summer and preseason so far, and has really emerged as a great leader on the court and off the court, and we're expecting big things from Abby this season. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the Tigers play a very tough schedule in November and December, and this year may be one of the toughest. I don't know if you realize this. I looked at your schedule and figured out that the non-conference teams last year won 196 games and lost 77.
Mm.
None had a losing record.
Yeah.
You open at Villanova. Tough opener.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you'll see that every year, that we wanna challenge ourselves in the non-conference. We wanna play the best. And this year, I think because of COVID, we're not traveling too much. We didn't quite know just how everything would sort of transpire, and so I think we're staying sort of in region quite a bit, but playing the best of sort of the in-region teams out there.
Well, certainly Villanova is one of the best. Yeah. They were first in the Big East at 17-7.
Yeah.
Then you go to Delaware, where Maggie Connolly is from, and play Delaware. Delaware went 24-5 last year, including a win over Villanova at the end of the year. So that's going to be a tough matchup.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it's great. This is what we want to do. We want to play the best of the best and really challenge ourselves and find out where, you know, as the season progresses, where we can get better. We want to be peaking for the Ivy League season. So, you know, if we're playing, you know, teams that are below average, or, you know, that's not going to make us better. So, you know, we want to play, you know, the most talented teams out there, well-coached teams, and we're excited for this non-conference schedule. Going down to Florida Gulf Coast, another really tough team. We've got...
They went 26-3 last year.
Yeah.
You open at home with Boston University of the Patriot League.
Yeah.
They were 12-3, and that was a short season for them due to COVID.
Yeah.
You go at Rhode Island.
Yeah, another strong team. Yeah.
And they have the player of the year in their league, Emmanuel Tahane.
Mm-hmm.
She's a do-it-all 6'1" player. Are you familiar with her at all?
Not really. We will be.
You,
yes. Not at this point, but you know, one of my assistants has that scout, so we'll be ready. I'm excited. I'm excited to play again. I know, like, it's been so long, and I know that our team is so ready to put that uniform back on again. It was hard watching other teams have full seasons last year, and we understood why we weren't playing, but it was still not easy to sit back and watch, you know, the women's basketball, you know, season happening. So
well, a highlight, I think, of your season, your preseason, will be on December 22nd when you entertain the Texas Longhorns.
Yeah.
How did you arrange that one?
They needed a game. We needed a game. We wanted to get a Power 5 on the schedule. They were willing to come to us first. We'll go to Texas next year.
Well, last year they went 21-10.
Mm-hmm.
They won three games in the big dance, including a win over Maryland. So that's got to be a daunting prospect.
Yeah, absolutely. But excited for it. Excited
you have,
to, you know, to play a team like a you know like Texas, you know, different, very different than what we'll see in the Ivy League, I believe, but still, you know, I think it'll help us just get better.
Do you have any new faces on your staff?
We have a new director of operations. The assistant coaches are intact, Lauren Dillon, Lauren Batista, and Dalila Eshe. But our new director of ops is Lily Perro. Helen, who we had, Helen Tao, moved on and is an assistant at Colgate now.
Well, Lily played at Tufts, I understand.
Yeah, Lily
so you
played,
must be very familiar
yeah,
with her.
Yeah, she played a couple years for me. You know, we like to keep the jumbos in the family, so it's good to have her.
Do you see Princeton as a legitimate title contender this year?
In the Ivy League?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope to always be in title contention. I think there's a lot of questions for sure. You know, we've got a lot of work to do before we, you know, can really be the title contender. But I like the way we're working now. I like just the players that I have and the talent that we have. And now it's about, you know, putting it all together. We still have just over 2 weeks before our first scrimmage. You know, that'll be a good sort of gauge of where we're at and where we need to be before the Villanova game. So, yeah, the next, four plus weeks now, we'll be definitely telling a lot. But like I said, I'm excited, I'm energized, and I'm just looking forward to seeing what this season entails.
You only coached in the Ivy League for 1 year, so you only had to deal with the back-to-backs of the schedule for one season. This year, there's a new look to the schedule. How do you see that? Are you happy about that?
I mean, I'm only used to back-to-backs. That's what we did in the NESCAC. It was always a Friday night, Saturday afternoon game. So that's all I know. So this will be, you know, very new for me as well. I think it'll be good on our players to get some rest, to be able to, bounce back after games. We'll have, a couple back-to-backs. But, I think it's good to have some time in between games to just work on us, work on us getting better, not always just like thinking about the opponent, the next opponent. How can Princeton get better each and every day? And I think the sort of the times in between the games, the break that we have, we'll be able to nurse injuries, get back from injuries, but also work on us and make sure we're getting better,
And at least you won't have most of January off, which was one of the worst parts about the Princeton academic schedule.
Yeah. I think that they're very happy that our players are very happy that they changed that, for sure.
Well, Coach, I want to thank you once again for sitting down with us. I really appreciate it, and it's a feature on the Ivy Hoops Online website that our readers and listeners look forward to. So thanks once again. And good luck this season. I'll be watching.
All right. Thanks, George. Appreciate it.